Call that a
toy.
Okay. The talking about the word give, you would say yesterday he
gave
and he has
given.
Okay. About the word begin. Yesterday he
began
and he has
begun.
Okay. Talking about run.
He has run.
And yesterday he
ran.
Okay. Talking about the word to come. Yesterday he
came.
And he has
come.
Okay. If they're working on the road, you might say, and they've got it blocked off, you might say, well, we can't go that way. The road is all
messed up.
Okay. If you give somebody a bracelet or a ring or a hat and you want to see how it looks on them, you might say, well, go ahead and
wear
or put it
on.
Okay. The opposite of something is
the opposite of something?
Yeah. I mean, somebody said, let me say this, the opposite of nothing is what?
Something.
All right, and the opposite of something is?
It's nothing.
Okay. And, the opposite of never is? The opposite of always is never. The opposite of never is?
Always.
Okay. And we were talking about a word a minute ago. I said that we pronounce the word C-E-N-T-S just like we do S-I-N-C-E. Both of them are pronounced how?
Sense.
Okay. You might say, well, I'm sorry I lost that ring. It was, what, did you ever say, such a nice one? That's such a nice, that was such a nice part of you. Say anything like that?
Yes, such a nice party.
And you might say, somebody says, well, why does that happen? You say, I don't know. I have something myself that question many times.
I have often thought.
Okay, but if you've got a question, you have to do what with it?
Ask.
Okay. And yesterday I
asked.
Okay. And talking about the word fight, you'd say yesterday the children
fought.
And they had
been fighting.
Or they had
fought.
Okay.
Well, I would.
Thank you. I surely appreciate it.